Today is my third day of walking streams, and I have finally mastered the footwear problem. Today, an old pair of cheap canvas hiking boots not only keeps the gravel out, but provides support and traction on the slippery rock outcroppings of Pretty Creek, where I'm helping a river morphology study with Streamwatch, and where getting up close and personal with the sand and gravel is exactly what this work is all about. We are here to characterize the stream, to help scientists and managers in our watershed understand better how the tributary streams are performing. In other words, can the creek efficiently move its collected waters downstream? Are its banks relatively stable? Or are they eroding in such a way as to alter the channel's form? Is the stream in some state of equilibrium with its floodplain? Or is it continuing to downcut its banks, carrying loads of sediment downstream? To do this, we must measure the shape and curviness of the channel, the width of the floodplain, the slope of descent, and the distribution of the size of particles, the sand, gravel, cobble, boulders, and bedrock that make the channel what it is in this moment of time. Tributary to the North Fork of the Rivanna, Pretty Creek originates in the rolling hills on either side of Route 29, where Albemarle and Greene counties meet. Though the stream seems to adequately support aquatic life, downstream stretches have been designated as impaired by the Virginia DEQ due to excess bacteria. For a lot of reasons, it's an area to keep an eye on. Turning onto Route 670 at the big red dome of the Sheets gas station, we can see acres of land cleared and graded, the contours draped with rows of truck-sized boulders lined up to check the flow of runoff during the construction of retail and residential buildings that are on their way. Branching roads named Hickory, Fir, and Willow feed into the subdivision's main road, Pretty Creek Drive. Access to the creek is down the gas line right-of-way, a grassy swale that is mowed to the edge of the creek. We clamber down the bank into the rough cobble laid to protect the pipeline and start upstream to take our measurements, soon finding ourselves in the shaded cover of trees. My boots gush, expelling water with each step, and I am grateful for their heavy protection, even as I sink to my knees from time to time in small pools. We work with measuring tape, stadia rod, and transit, gathering the data, which in turn will be compiled with other data, such as land use, impervious cover, and habitat assessments, to see what correlations can be made between the health of Rivanna's creeks and streams and the way the surrounding land is being used and changed. River morphology is defined as a tool for diagnosis, for understanding how the life history of a river and its watershed has influenced and is influencing the conditions we currently find. This intersection of the genetic interpretation of land and the dynamic world of flowing water affirms for me once again that the river does have a life of its own, a purpose and a role, to collect and convey water and materials downstream, to be the instrument of erosion, collaborating with gravity and weather, to work the land into new shape and form. I suppose this is what we're trying to replicate with our earth-moving equipment and engineered stormwater management. Like naming our streets for trees and our subdivisions for creeks, we often fall terribly short of the real thing. The recent discussions about sediment filling the South Fork only confirms the importance of finding ways to lessen the effects of the altered hydrology that results from turning our forests into streets. With gravity on its side, water will find its way downstream and work the landscape anyway. It's our job to be vigilant not to accelerate this natural process and to be creative in finding ways to keep sediment out of our rivers. It's the last thing they and we need. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler. If you have questions or comments about this show, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.